Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host and garden expert. What a week I have had. I'm trying to get my mind all about all the beautiful flowers and shrubs that I saw this week. It was just incredible. I had to go down to Miami. Not had. I was wanting to go to Miami. And we had a Costa Farms had a season premiere. So I'm going to be talking to you about that. Good morning, Lizzie. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am excited. I will be speaking today at the Sweetwater Garden Fair. And that's going to be in Longwood. And I'll give you some more information about that. But come out and see us. And Tom McCubbin's going to be there. So it's going to be a great day. You know it's springtime when it is bike week. It is Gasparilla. And the Sweetwater Garden Club has their fair. So it is going to be a wonderful day. The weather this week, just phenomenal. It's just been so hot. It's like July and August this week. Mm-hmm. And that is so unusual for Florida. We should still be in the 70s and 50s and 60s at night. And so what I can say is that with your gardening, with your landscape, we can only water one time a week, but that should be plenty. We shouldn't really be doing anything to our landscapes that causes it to need more water. And what by that I mean, March is when we're supposed to fertilize, but it's towards the end of March. Let's wait until we start getting a little bit of rain this week. We're maybe getting 20 to 30% chance today and tomorrow, and then we're not getting any more throughout the state through next weekend as well. And so that's great for all the festivals going on, like the Strawberry Festival in Plant City in Tampa, but also Bike Week. It's, the rain would make that driving a little bit more hazardous. So next week, I will be at Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland, and I'm going to be talking about my favorite plants for 2023. I hope you come out and see me, and we can just go around and talk flowers and plants together. I'll help you shop, and we'll look at all the beautiful plants, and I'll tell you which ones are my favorites for the coming year. And like I said, I was in Miami this weekend, and it's called the season premiere, and Costa Farms in Miami is one of the number one growers for all of the stores, the independent garden centers, the nurseries in the country. And they are incredible. Their facilities, their acreage, they have over 1,500 varieties of plants. And they have 5,200 acres in Miami that they grow plants. And so, of course, I was very excited to go down. They're a 60-year-old family. They just started on 30 acres. And Jose Costa Sr., he started off growing tomatoes and Calamunda citrus. And I saw acres and acres of tomatoes growing down there. And on the way down, Belglade and sugarcane was very big. And so all of the cucurbits, the eggplants, the cucumbers were all growing. And the mango trees. You see mango trees blooming, and usually it's very good a flowering tree in Miami. But this year, and I even talked to some of the growers, they have never seen mangoes blooming like they have this year. And I'm talking about blocks and blocks and blocks of nurseries, acres and acres of mango trees, and they are full of blooms. It was gorgeous. So the season premiere, it was an incredible opportunity to visit the nurseries. I also went to Patch of Heaven. Those of you in Miami, the Patch of Heaven Sanctuary is amazing. It is beautiful, and it is a wonderful place to go and just walk through their beautiful gardens. They have acres and acres of plants. And so on my Facebook page, on Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page,
yes,
you can go and see the Costa Farms website where they are selling plants, these rare and exotic plants.
Ooh.
And become a member of their Insider Club so that when a new plant comes on, and Lizzie, you know how I love to get all these weird plants.
Yes.
And one-of-a-kind plants. When they bring them on the market, you will get notice of it. and they will let you know, and they will ship it anywhere in the country.
I love that.
Isn't that amazing? And so it's just, we're going to have a fun show today. It's pollen season.
Yuck.
Isn't it?
Oh.
And the sneezing and the headaches.
It was so bad yesterday that I was just watching it just blow. It looked like I kept sniffing, which that's horrible to do with allergies, but I kept sniffing to make sure something near us wasn't on fire. There was a haze in the air and there was nothing on fire. So it was nothing but pollen.
It's so and the rain, not getting any rain doesn't help because
Correct.
The rain keeps it down. And so we're going to be talking to Tommy Ogren. He is the author of Allergy Free Gardening and Sex in the Garden. And we'll be doing that in the second hour. But amazingly, we have Dana Venrick with he's the owner of Quality Green Specialist. He is up with us next, and he has amazing trees, natives and fruit trees, and plants and shrubs and vegetables. He is going to be telling us what we should be doing this time of the year for our gardens, for our trees, and he is coming up next. So I'm very excited to have him help us with our spring care, because it is spring. It's not summer. It's spring here in Florida.
Right.
And so
it doesn't seem like it, but okay.
It is, but he's got all the answers. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking to make your garden fresh and new this spring? Quality Green Specialist in DeLand has what you're looking for. Fancy shrubs, large trees like magnolias and hollies, beautiful flowers like super tunias and azaleas, olives, citrus, peaches, blueberries, vegetables and herbs too. Enjoy gardening at its best. Select from our quality fertilizers and organics like azomite. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
When it comes to taking care of your acreage, don't mess around. Toro zero-turn mowers cut big yards down to size in less time, so you can spend more time hunting, fishing, or just enjoying the day. Built with comfort-enhancing, productivity-boosting features like MyRide suspension that takes the ache out of acreage, massive rear-drive tires for ultimate traction, and ultra-durable Iron Forge cutting decks you can rely on for years to come. Bowl through anything that dares get in your way. Toro, count on it. Visit toro.com/zero-turn to find yours.
If your king or queen sago palms have been invaded by Asian cycad scale, it's time to fight back with organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil. It kills Asian cycad scale and other insect pests, but Summit Year-Round Spray Oil contains no chemical toxins. Insects don't build up a resistance to this horticultural oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at fine garden centers and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Was your home built before 2002? If so, it might not be up to today's hurricane codes. The My Safe Florida Home Program is providing eligible homeowners with a free home wind mitigation inspection. Professional wind mitigation inspectors will inspect your home and help put together a detailed plan of home strengthening, recommendations to better mitigate against future wind damage. Go to MySafeFLHome.com to book your free wind mitigation inspection. MySafeFLHome.com. Stronger homes, safer Florida.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Thank you for getting up so early with Lizzie and I in your morning cup of tea or coffee or orange juice, whatever you have. We're so glad you're here. And so we have this morning a quality green specialist. It is a wonderful nursery in DeLand. And the owner, Dana Venrick, he is an expert in gardening and horticulture. He has been with Extension. He's been with the University of Florida. And good morning, Dana. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Teresa. How are you? Good morning, Lizzie, also.
It is.
Good morning.
It's so good to have you on this morning. And I thought about you, Dana, this week when I was down in Miami. You sent me pictures of your beautiful mango tree, which I'm going to post this morning on Facebook. And I was blown away with how many mango trees down there. Have you noticed how much they're blooming or how they're blooming more this year?
I think it was that early cold we had. And even though it warmed up, it was like a combination of good, shock with a lot of chill early and then warm weather later. So they are just bursting out all over. Oh, by the way, this morning when I got up to walk the dog, I walk outside and my coreopsis are blooming, that beautiful yellow blooms there in a bed by the door. And they're also blooming on the large number we have here at the nursery for the Wildflower Festival.
That is great. And we're going to talk about that, the Wildflower Festival coming up. And so I am very excited. I can't wait to go. We had a wonderful time last year on it. And that date is going to be March 25th, right?
Right. And you're talking at noon on Wildflower Gardens to Flutter By.
That's it. We're going to be talking about the beautiful designs, because when you see these coreopsis blooming in the ditches and in just in the pastures as you're going by and all the beautiful flowers.
And also the beautiful phlox.
Yes, the phlox. And people want to know how to grow these. So that the Florida Wildflower Festival is going in DeLand is going to be a great place to learn about it and buy plants.
Absolutely. We have about 60 vendors, anywhere from potted wildflowers that we have and others, seeds, wildflower seeds and others, plants, planters, arts and crafts, products of all types, honey, home and garden, and lots more. We're going to have also demonstrations at Chess Park by the courthouse, Wildlife Around the Home by David Griffiths, Organics and Soil Amendments by Howard Jeffries, a great master gardener. I'm talking at 9 on growing olives for the garden. And Tom McCubbin is talking at 10 on Florida bulbs you should grow. And Landscaping for Pets by Brittany Council Morton with the University of Florida Extension. And then your talk. And then at 1 o'clock, Stacy Matrazzo is going to be talking about native plants for Florida gardens.
It's going to be a great day. I'm always impressed with how many wonderful items, natives and for wildflower plants. Yeah. That you can get there and take right home, and it's just wonderful.
I forgot one. At 2 o'clock, 10 best native plants for a wildflower garden. So there'll be a lot of emphasis on natives, which are becoming more and more popular.
That's important. We really need to repopulate and to start planting the native plants that we have that's so available to us here in Florida year-round.
Yes, indeed. And they hold up, and it's going to be a sustainable situation for Florida in the long run.
And so that is March 25th, and it starts at what time, Dana?
It starts at 9, when my talk starts. It's 9 to 3.
9 to 3, and that's in the beautiful city of DeLand. And we will be posting on it on Facebook, and I know you're posting it on your web Facebook page, too, as well.
Right.
So it's been a warm February, Dana. I mean, I think we just skipped spring altogether, and we're still not getting any rainfall, just a little bit over half an inch in February. What does this do to our trees? What do we need to be doing for the trees?
Well, we need to water, give a deep watering occasionally to compensate for the really dry condition, because you don't want the tree to become, water stress too much. I mean, it's going to be some rain, but we just, in the meantime, have to give that extra TLC and, be careful, because it's going to be windy too. So check any staking. We put a new plant, make sure you stake it carefully if it's top heavy, for example, and water it thoroughly at least every other day. Put a berm around it so it holds that water and saturates the root ball.
Right. And we're not talking about irrigation. We're talking about, hand watering or with a hose, get that good soaking in.
That for the first 2 weeks, make sure you hand water it thoroughly. After that, you can back off a little, but that's a critical time.
I know that Mike Klucke in down south in Venice, Florida, he was saying that his Japanese blueberry, he was watering it every day and then every other day, and he says he's starting to lose leaves. Could he be watering too much?
Yes, very possibly so. Don't let it get waterlogged. Check the soil if it's still just soaking wet. Wait till the next day.
Yeah, that's a good rule of thumb. I always like to stick my finger in the soil and make sure
that's the real test.
It's good.
Sure.
And so, you sell native trees there, and so
we do.
What kind do you recommend for attracting wildlife, for the birds and even the butterflies?
Well, one of the best is East Black Holly with beautiful red berries. In fact, we had a nice visit from the robins, and they ate all the fruit recently. But it's great to see the robins. It's food for robins and other birds. But we recommend beautyberry, for example. That's a great plant, with a fruit for wildlife and birds. We have pecans, for the, it's not a fruit tree, but it's a great nut tree for the squirrels. If you like squirrels, that'll really attract them.
Squirrels, but also too, even the bears and even the deer will occasionally, eat the nuts.
Sure, and we have Walter's viburnum and Simpson's stopper. Those are natives that are very good wildlife plants, with the fruit that the wildlife and the birds love.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
And do you have fringe trees, which are blooming right now?
They are blooming right now. You have to come by and see the bloom.
I do. And then also, too, the Chickasaw plum.
Absolutely. I love the Chickasaw plum and also the Flatwoods plum, because it doesn't sucker quite as much as the Chickasaw plum.
They are just beautiful. And you see them popping out on the side of the highway, and you just know that, there's a lot of abundant resources there for the wildlife and the birds.
Exactly. The rest of the year, they're sort of in hiding, but this time of year, they just put on that super, super flourish of display and beauty.
And that's wonderful. So now, what sizes of trees do you carry? Because can someone just come and put a bigger tree in their car, or do you just have small ones?
We have small and big, anywhere from 1 gallon, 3 gallon, 7 gallon, 10, 15, 25, and a few 45 gallons. Of course, a lot of times people can't carry the 15 or 30s or 45s. In fact, a lady asked me to bring one yesterday, but you can put the others in your car. We've put in, pretty big trees, actually into a little Volkswagen before.
Wow. And this is Florida. They really, how fast do native trees grow?
Native trees, if you water them well, will grow fairly fast. Oaks, they say, is slow growing, but if you keep them water to start with and keep them growing, they can grow 5 feet in a year, believe it or not.
That's a lot. And so also we were just mentioning the mangoes and your beautiful mango. What kind of fruit trees do you have right now?
Oh, my gosh, we have a great selection of fruit trees. We have 20 varieties of citrus, 7 varieties of olives. We have peaches like the Tropic Beauty, the nectarines. We have the Florida Prince. We have mangoes, figs, papayas, guavas, the strawberry, the large guavas, the pineapple guava, feijoa. We have loquats. We have cherries, the Suriname and Barbados. We have pears, pineapple hood, southern home. Carambolas are the star fruit. They're not fruit trees, but we have some great blueberries right now. Good selection of sharp blue and emerald. So if you like fruit, come by. You'll enjoy it. There's a sample. We were sampling a few early blueberries yesterday, and they were so delicious.
That's wonderful. And you're making me hungry this morning, so that's great. So real quick, Dana, we just got a minute to go. Azomite, is it time to put on those micronutrients on our plants?
Absolutely. That ensures that you get those trace minerals. You know, trace minerals are the least needed, but the hardest to absorb. So you want to make sure something you put something that's bioavailable, and the trace minerals and the azomite are very bioavailable. You also get rid of, you know, any missing element, you know, that is very beneficial in all of the essential elements. So you'll do wonders with that. It also uses good liquid fertilizer like we have, you know, that is very bioavailable with those trace minerals. But NPK, make sure you put some phosphorus this time of year, a little bit of phosphorus in your fertilizer, and also a little boron once early. This is the only time of year you have high demand for, like, the phosphorus and boron. Make sure you got a fertilizer or put them separately, like with a little bit, just a little bit of borax, so you're not deficient at the most critical time of year for those.
That's great advice. So, Dana, so the Florida Wildflower Festival, give us the dates and times for those.
Okay, March 25th, Saturday, and it's going to be from 9 to 3. We're going to have a great time. We always do. Come inside the Athens Theater. It's air-conditioned, great acoustics, and you will really enjoy it. We guarantee that.
There you go. Thank you so much, Dana. Your website, how can people find out how to get to you, your address, and your webpage?
Okay, Quality Green Specialist. We're at 335 West Michigan Avenue, just northwest of downtown, 3.5 blocks west of the Big White Mansion where the president of Stetson University lives.
All right, Dana, thank you so much.
Landmark.
I can't wait to see you. I appreciate
it. Same here. Have a great day, Teresa.
You too, Dana. Thank you so much. That's Quality Green Specialist and in DeLand. And go by and check out their plants. Very good quality and lovely trees. Fruit trees. This is Florida. We should be growing fruit, edible landscaping in our yard.
I got a question when we come back from the great break. Grape. Obviously, I'm hungry too.
Didn't all those fruits sounded good, didn't they?
It did. It had my mouth watering. But I do have a question about having fruit trees on your property. So when we get back.
There you go. Thank you so much, Lizzie. Let's take a break right now. It's a perfect time to call 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088.
That's 800-218-5088.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-786-9014. 800-786-9014. 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. One of the best prices for medical alert devices in the country. If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-876-5235. 800-876-5235. 800-876-5235. That's 800-876-5235.
Hey, listen. Are you a 50-year-old person looking for term life insurance? Then you need to talk to Bob. Bob specializes in helping people find $1 million or more of term life insurance for a couple of $100 a month. Look, you need to know there's a price war in the term life insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call Bob, and he'll shop and see how much money he can save you. Look, this could be the last term life insurance policy you ever have. Your rates are guaranteed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. And if you're a smoker or your health is not perfect, Bob has great rates for you too. So for $1 million of term life insurance coverage for a couple of $100 a month, call Bob right now. 800-890-5049. 800-890-5049. 800-890-5049. That's 800-890-5049. Paid for by Term Direct.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is the time we can take your gardening calls, your questions, your issues, or you can just brag about your garden. I would love to hear what you have growing in this springtime of the year. It's wonderful, and so you can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680. And Lizzie, what's a perfect text message?
A perfect text, wow. I obviously didn't do my little ABCD. I didn't do any of that this morning. The perfect text message would be your name, just your first name. We don't need to know your last name. The city you're from, okay? And so that way Teresa knows the zone, so she can give you the proper, you know, knowledge of that area and how to grow. And, oh, let's see. What else am I missing? And then ask the question.
And then ask the question. That's it. You got it. Ding, ding, ding.
Well, I had a question.
Sure. Yeah, let's go to your question.
My question, when we were talking about all the fruit trees and stuff, is if you've been in Florida since the 80s, then I recall that we were always told that if you buy a fruit tree, you need to register it with, like, the local ag department.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still true?
It's true for commercial growers and people who have more than a certain amount that, you know, if they're growing to sell, then they do need to register. But for the normal average homeowner, no, you do not.
Okie dokie.
Okay. But they do drive around and see it. And when we do have little kinds of pest issues and serious disease issues, they will drive around and notice. And that usually ends up, you know, happening county by county.
Right.
So, but no, you're good. That's
okay.
A great question.
Wondering.
Yep. So today is the Sweetwater Oaks Garden Club Garden Fair. This is a really big event, and there's going to be vendors with all sorts of plants, herbs, orchids, shrubs, garden crafts, and nature photography, yard art, and I love having art in the garden. So, you know, go and see their yard art and accessories. There's going to be activities for the children and food vendors with tasty treats, and that'll be great. And the speaker's corner is going to feature all sorts of great topics and gardening, themes. Tom McCubbin is going to be there. I will be there at noon and doing my talk. I'm going to be talking about container gardens.
Ooh.
So I'm very excited. And then you're going to be able to see the floral design exhibit. And all the proceeds from the garden fair help support UCF's horticulture scholarships, the Wakaiva Youth Camp, and other club projects. So that is the location of it is in the Protegrity Plaza. And that's at 260 Wakaiva Springs Road in Longwood, Florida. So I'm looking forward to seeing you. Please come out and let us know that you listen to Better Lawns and Gardens. So we have a great text message. Is it too late to trim gardenias? And it might be. Okay, I don't know where you are right now, but I want you to look at your gardenias, and in the center of the leaves, at the very end of the tips, you may see a bud that is coming out and getting ready to bloom. You'll see the little bracts, and you'll see the little bud in the center, and it may be really tiny, and it may look like a leaf, but if you see those, you know, you can always trim, but then you're cutting off the blooms, and you'll have to wait probably 2 to 3 months before it starts to bloom again. Okay, thank you for the question. And then Port Malabar Garden Club. Welcome to everybody down in Port Malabar. They are having their plant sale March 17th at Peace Lutheran Church. That's at 1801 Port Malabar Boulevard in Palm Bay, 8 a.m. through 3 p.m. That's on March 17th. They'll also have household items and a bake sale. All monies raised are donated to charity. And so thank you very much for letting us know. It's always great to buy plants at these little garden club fairs and little festivals.
Yes.
And you can find some great deals there. So 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. So let me just say, Lizzie, we've been getting a lot of email gardening questions.
Okay.
And when I respond, sometimes the email shoots back to me that the person that their computer system or whatever network they have has rejected it. So if you do email me, make sure that you put my address in or check to see that it doesn't need approval before you see it. Or check your spam. I've sent out some emails and I didn't hear a response, and I've gotten a couple of emails back saying this has been rejected. And the email address is what they sent it to me, so
right.
I know it's correct.
Correct.
But if you've got a kind of a blocker on there, then I can't respond.
Oh, that's good information, because I know I've had a few people over the last few months go, I've called or I've emailed, I haven't heard back. And I'm just like, well, okay, check your spam.
Yep.
That's the first thing.
That's the first thing, is to check your spam. So I wanted to let Scott in Ormond Beach the elkhorn fern you asked for. I found it. So please email me again so that I can let you know how you can get it. Okay, because he sent an email. And then let's see. We have all sorts of things. Nancy and Coco. Good morning, Nancy. She lives in a third floor apartment, plenty of south windows. Can I grow indoor fruit and what would work best? It depends on, I know it's a south-facing window, but how long it is and what kind of window it is. I don't need it to be glazed. I don't want it to be kind of, you know, where it's not letting all the full sun in. But you can grow citrus in a small pot indoors. Fig trees, you can do that. If you have at least 6 hours of sunlight coming into that window, you can grow fruit. And so I would do little small containers. I wouldn't do a large one. And then just make sure that you're fertilizing correctly and watering correctly. And you should be able to do well. Citrus fruit can bear fruit when they're just 1 to 2 feet tall. And so it's all about, you know, giving the plant what it needs. And if you have at least 6 hours of sun in that south window, you should be able to do really well. So let's go to Joanne in Merritt Island. Good morning, Joanne. How are you?
Good morning, and thank you so much for continuing this program. Oh. It is so helpful.
Oh, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you listening. Thank you so much.
I have a question about Chickasaw plum, and the last couple weeks y'all mentioned it, and I want to use it as a rootstock. I'm not familiar with the other one. I think Dana mentioned
the Flatwoods plum.
Florida Flatwood. Yeah, are they? I'd like to use it as a rootstock. I'm not sure that that's the best choice for it, the Chickasaw or maybe that other one.
The Flatwoods plum. A rootstock for what?
We have a plum mm-hmm. that our ancestors brought 5 generations ago. It's over 100 years. And I'd like to graft it onto that rootstock and see if it'll grow in Alachua County. I'm on Merritt Island.
Okay.
But I also have some property up in Alachua County, uh-huh. which is a little cooler.
Right.
So I was wondering if that is what is used as the rootstock, even here in Florida, for some of the patented plums coming out of the University of Florida.
Joanne, that is a great question. I don't know, but I think it could be used as a rootstock. But let me find out some more information, and I'll announce that. That's a really good question, and I'm fascinated by you having it for 5 generations. That's wonderful. Thank you so much. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. It's Saturday morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Florida has over 2,000 miles of shoreline, over 4,000 square miles of lakes, and over 11,000 miles of rivers, streams, and waterways. Which means no matter how big your boat, how bright your life jacket, how loud you shout, finding you in the case of an emergency is going to be really difficult. Unless you have an emergency locator beacon, odds are you'll never need it. But the odds for you are tremendously better if you ever do.
Learn more about emergency locator beacons at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Attention people with Medicare and anyone turning 65. Are you enrolled in the best Medicare plan available? The average Medicare beneficiary has a choice of 54 Medicare plans, 766 Medicare Part D prescription drug plans, and a record 3,834 Medicare Advantage plans. How do you know you have the right plan? Simple. Call 800-571-7025. That's 800-571-7025. The service is free. You may find a plan with a $0 monthly premium, $0 co-pays, and $0 deductible. Don't gamble. Speak to a licensed agent to find out which plan is right for you. Call 800-571-7025. That's 800-571-7025. 800-571-7025. And let Best Med Care do the work for you.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
Was your home built before 2002? If so, it might not be up to today's hurricane codes. The My Safe Florida Home Program is providing eligible homeowners with a free home wind mitigation inspection. Professional wind mitigation inspectors will inspect your home and help put together a detailed plan of home strengthening, recommendations to better mitigate against future wind damage. Go to MySafeFLHome.com to book your free wind mitigation inspection. MySafeFLHome.com. Stronger homes, safer Florida.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's BlackCowKOW.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. If you'd like to have a gardening question, you can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967. So Joanne just called, and she asked about using a Chickasaw plum for her plums, her family legacy, her heritage plums that have been in her family for over five generations. That's incredible. And good news, Joanne, I just researched real quickly. And Paul Miller and David the Good, the survival gardener, the Chickasaw plum is considered a universal rootstock. So good news, you can graft it on. You can take some scions and graft it on to the Chickasaw plum. Here's the little bit of a caveat, is that the Chickasaw plum doesn't grow very straight and it kind of suckers. So you're going to have to stake that plum tree to make sure that it grows nice and tall and straight, okay? But yes, the Chickasaw plum is a universal rootstock that you can graft another plum onto it. Please let me know how it does. I'm very interested. That's great. I'm so glad you called today. Let's go to Beverly in Tallahassee. Good morning, Beverly. How are you?
I'm pretty well. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. We miss your phone calls, and you are doing well. What is going on in Tallahassee?
Well, the hills are alive. It's starting to just be so beautiful. So I wrote a list of all the things that are blooming, and you can just stop me if you run out of time.
No. Go right ahead.
Okay, so there's wild cherry, wild plum, red bud, tulip trees, that's what we call them, loripetalum, the figs are leafing out, azaleas always bloom like crazy up here, spirea, the indigenous roses, which bloom all year, honeysuckle, the daffodils are blooming, the amaryllis are coming up, my tomatoes have a few blooms on them, the herbs are liking this mild weather, and as a shout out to Tom, the pecans are not yet leafed out up here. You can't count on there not being a frost until the pecan trees leaf out.
Oh my, that's wonderful.
But we've had such a mild, we've had two really mild winters, and we finally got some good rain, and we got the goldfinches didn't come this year.
Oh no.
Well, you know, the weather's so, I'm not sure. I need to do research on what temperatures migrating birds.
Yeah, because Dana was saying that the robins had come through. I didn't see any robins this year.
Yeah, we hardly had a couple. They were. I don't know if it's too hot or too cold, but the but last year we didn't have any purple martins, and there's some flying around this year. I need to clean out their gourds so they can put their new puppies in there. And we got baby bluebirds.
Oh, wonderful. That is great. I'd love to see pictures of your bluebird houses. That would be great.
Well, and I'm sure there's a lot of other things blooming out that I just hadn't got around to yet. The live oaks are pretty because their new leaves are almost a lime green color when they first pop out. So that's kind of nice.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know what I could let you know.
Well, I appreciate that, Beverly, and you're always welcome to call, and I love hearing from you and knowing what's blooming in Tallahassee. So thank you so much.
Okay. I hope I get to see you sometime.
I hope so, too. Come down for the Florida Wildflower Festival.
I'm going to try and do that.
That would be great. I know Dana and I know Tom would love to see you, and, you know, we would all love to see you. So come on down.
Thanks. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Later. That's wonderful. That's Beverly from Tallahassee. You know, we love hearing from our listeners on a frequent basis. So, you know, call in anytime. So let me go through real quick and answer some text messages here. What do you recommend for a new sod lawn put in last September? I don't know what you mean by what do I recommend. Are you asking for a fertilizer? I need to know a little bit more. What do you recommend for a new sod lawn put in last September? If it's fertilizer, you always want to put down a slow-release fertilizer, okay, that has nitrogen and potassium in it. So like a 15-0-15 or a 16-0-8. There's no need to put down phosphorus on fertilizer. Here in Florida, we're the fourth largest producer of phosphorus in the United States. And so everywhere, phosphorus is plentiful. And so we don't necessarily need it for sod because phosphorus produces flowers, and then flowers produce fruit. And then it also helps stimulate root production. But turf doesn't have flowers or fruit. So we have enough phosphorus in our soil. So that for turf, so, you know, 15-0-15 or a 16-0-8, that would be recommended slow release. You want at least 50% of that fertilizer to be slow release. Great question. And so Nancy from Vero Beach says, is sulfur water bad for watering citrus or other fruit veggies? No, they can't taste it or smell it. So, you know,
true.
So, you know, so it's not bad. No, it's not bad. And sulfur, we do get into is one of the micronutrients that plants need. So that's not bad. Mark from Winter Garden says he loves the show. Thank you for listening, Mark. He has a privacy fence on the south side of his house that only gets sun in the summertime. What shrubs would work well getting just sun in the summertime? Being from Orlando, he loves azaleas and camellias, and would anything else do well? The azaleas, I would say you want to get the azaleas, some of the new varieties that do better in the sun. Your old-fashioned azaleas, your Formosas, they like typically a little bit of shade in the summertime, so I wouldn't recommend those. Camellias can do well in the sun. Lou Gardens has beautiful camellia trees that are doing wonderful, so you can train those as shrubs. I would suggest pineapple guavas. Pineapple guavas make a lovely tall shrub. It can get to be about 10 to 12 feet, or you can keep it shorter, and it produces a lovely fruit that the birds love. And then also, too, it's got a silvery green leaf. So pineapple guavas are really a wonderful hedge tree. Then you could go for firebush. Firebush do well. They do well in partial shade or in full sun. And firebushes, the native, can get to be 10 to 12 feet. So you can keep it down to 5 to 6 feet or lower. And it makes a nice shrub or hedge too as well.
Yeah, I have a camellia. I finally found out two years ago that it was actually called a camellia. Gorgeous, because it's like, I don't know, it's like red with a white splatter, or pink with a white splatter. And yeah, there's really no smell to them, but yeah.
They look beautiful. Mm-hmm. And, gorgeous. And they bloom in the wintertime, which is what I love. So that's really great. I had an old bundle of garlic in the pantry that was dried out, so I planted it in a spare pot. It's now sprouted. How do I care for it? Well, that's great, Brad, in High Springs. Thank you so much for a perfect text message. We're going to be right back, and I'll give you the answers on that. Please, from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, we are mosquito bits and dunks with the weather that we're getting. We're not getting a lot of rainfall, but we are getting that hot temperatures where mosquitoes in stagnant water can you know, produce larvae, and that's where the mosquitoes come from. So if you have bird fountains, if you have little goldfish ponds, you can put mosquito dunks in it.
That's the best part about it, is that you can actually put that in there, and then you're not, you know, having worry about mosquitoes breeding in that area.
And you can even put it inside bromeliads. If you have bromeliads, mm-hmm. you can just take the little and crumble them in there, and you will not have the insect population that we see here in Florida. So there are mosquito bits and dunks from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.